Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday we welcome Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, in studio. Rich, there's a lot going on, but I want to start with the ceremony ribbon cutting at the airport on Saturday. Thousands of people got to see what we've been talking about, and you dreamt. This is a dream of yours. Let's just be clear, this whole thing was your idea.
Well, it was actually Christina's idea, Christina Kasotis, and when she brought it to me to get, you know, obviously approval as county executive at the time, I was like probably a lot of people, well, didn't we just build a new airport? The old new airport. And as she explained to me, well, yes, but it needs a lot of capital improvements after a couple decades. And it no longer fits what we are. We lost the hub.
Right.
So we're still running a hub operation in a non-hub way of what we were living under. So it made sense to do this. And what she did is bring both international architects and local architects together to have kind of the best of design, but also have a Pittsburgh flavor, the rolling hills, the steel columns, the tree columns made of steel, so many different things. And the improved operation, I'll look at TSA, for example, going through TSA the other day, you never have to take your shoes off now. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag anymore. So just a couple of even little things that can help. And as I walked around, and the ceremony was just wonderful. You had just elected officials from the governor. It was a who's who. And as I mentioned last week, when the last big public works project we did, the North Shore Connector, nobody wanted to be there at that ribbon cutting because it was kind of controversial. This one, people were so excited to see it happen. And as I walked around talking to different people who were just showing up because they wanted to see it, they were so excited and couldn't wait for it to open.
Yeah, and the big factor is, as we've talked, and you just assume people know, but it's surprising how many people don't follow the details, because when I suggest there'll be no more tram, you're going to go right to the airside, they go, really?
Right.
And you don't have to be an expert to understand that that's going to streamline the process.
Yeah, I think it'll probably save anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes of your time that you allot to get to the airport by the time you park and walk a long way from the parking place to the people mover. You travel, what, a half a mile, quarter mile on the people mover. Then you go through TSA. Then you get on a train. There's all these steps. They all get eliminated. You park much, much closer to the gate. So you're already saving a lot of time. And then the experience inside with a lot of Pittsburgh type of companies, Wiggle Whiskey, Permanis, Mineo's Pizza.
Yeah, we just talked to Giovanni Mineo earlier this week, how excited they are.
So it's going to have that Pittsburgh flavor, and then it's going to have also some of these other, the outdoor plazas that you'll be able to sit and wait for your
really
loved one.
That's really new.
It's really going to be new and unique. You don't have, I mean, think about all the airports you must travel to. I can't think of any where you sit outside and enjoy being in a park while you're waiting for your gate to be called.
All right. That said, what else is on your radar?
Well, the big thing I think you're seeing in government right now is budget, budget, budget. The federal budget being held up with the shutdown. The state budget being held up with the shutdown. So many projects, some are going forward, some are being held up. County governments, which obviously we work with all of the 10 counties, they're in a lot of belt tightening, if you will, or actually providing or not providing services that they normally able to provide.
Right. So we're going to talk about some of the outlying counties, like Indiana County is on the verge of a big boom.
They're on a real roll. And Evan Rosenberg, we're going to have Evan, the publisher of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Business Times, decided a number of months ago to do a series of stories about all the things that are happening in Indiana County. IUP having the DO school that's going to be opening up, Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, the Homer City, which is a huge, huge development in a small community, small city like that, small municipality like that, and some of the other things that Indiana County's really doing. And him and Paul Goff are going to be on and talking about some of those issues.
All right, that's all coming. And before we get to a really important story about Indiana County, today is a special day. It's Ask the Experts and MediConnect. Really important information as the enrollment period for healthcare begins. And we have Brian Breisinger in studio with us, a familiar voice and face. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So for people that don't know what MediConnect is, and I can't imagine there are many people that have at least heard about it, give us the update on how they can take advantage of this day with you and your team.
Appreciate it. I think it's probably a good starting off point for the day, Larry. So MediConnect is the largest independent healthcare advisory firm in the state of Pennsylvania. We've been now doing this for a little over 12 years. Organization has grown to over 50 representatives running throughout the region. So we've been able to touch a lot of people, help a lot of folks throughout the area. It's been a big, big add over the last 12 months in particular, because there's been a lot of changes, a lot of disruptions in the marketplace. We're going to be touching on them throughout the course of the day, Larry. But we do have representatives that are available. We do this every year on October 15th, the very first day of the enrollment season. So we have representatives are available to take calls throughout the day. The number is 888-818-6334.
818 6334. That's 888-818-MEDI. Yes. And Brian, so we're going to see you throughout the morning and we'll get some more details, but a great way to start on day one.
Yes, yes. I mean, we always recommend, you know, to try and get an early start if you can. Because Larry, we've seen over the years, you know, people sometimes will procrastinate, wait towards the end of the season. And at that point, it sometimes becomes difficult to fit everybody in. Right. So we always recommend trying to get out ahead of it if you can.
So Rich and I will be talking to you. We have questions.
On a personal level, yes.
You don't look it, at least.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Brian Breisinger from MediConnect. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. We are honored to have with us Evan Rosenberg, Pittsburgh Business Times president and publisher, and one of his top guys, reporter Paul Goff, both on with us on the Big K Morning Show. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, Larry, Rich.
Welcome. And Evan, I guess we'll start with you talking about the series you've been doing and been very, very interesting about the number of columns and the number of stories you've been writing about Indiana County. Talk about maybe the genesis of that and then more details of what's going on in that great county.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Rich and Larry. So at the Business Times, we have a relatively small staff. We cover what I would call is primarily the inner more counties, Allegheny, Butler, Washington, Beaver, etc. That, and from time to time over the years, although we don't do it regularly, look, we cover, you know, S&T Bank and First Commonwealth, which are based both based in Indiana. Certainly the medical center, certainly the university. But we've recognized over the years that as the world has changed, we've gone outside of our sort of immediate coverage area. We've done some coverage in Erie. We've done some coverage in Morgantown, West Virginia, and we call the series ION. And we've been looking at Indiana for quite some time. And then with the recent announcement on the Homer City project, it just sort of popped off the pages to us that we ought to dig in a little bit. Rich, you and I had talked about this a while back, and we connected with some of the leadership up there, Mark Hilliard from Chamber and Byron Stauffer from the Economic Development Corp. Thanks to Jennifer Beam, our editor-in-chief, and Paul and his colleagues and our entire editorial team, we basically did an issue takeover a couple of weeks back all on the great stuff happening in Indiana County. And certainly the Homer City story was a linchpin for us in which to do that. So.
Paul Goff, that means you've been digging in. So what are your discovery elements?
Well, I thought one of the things that was really interesting, I had covered for years the decline and of closing of the Homer City coal-fired power plant. And as Evan had pointed out, that has been revived with a really not just a data center and not just a natural gas-fired power plant, but both at the same time. And it's going to be quite significant. It was, front page of the Wall Street Journal when it happened. It's a very huge project that's going to draw a lot of attention to Indiana County.
And Paul and Evan, this is one of the biggest projects following, the one about it started a decade ago, the cracker plant out in Beaver County. Yeah. So to have a multi-billion dollar plant being built or $1 million development in our backyard, and again, not in the city of Pittsburgh or even Allegheny County, you got a small town like Homer City in a rural county that really is going to have a major, major impact on the economics, traffic, housing, et cetera. Digging into some of those other issues, those ancillary issues, how do you see Indiana and Homer City being able to handle that part of it?
Paul, do you want to talk about a little bit about sort of what you discovered in talking to the community members around there?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be huge. Rich, you mentioned the cracker plant in Beaver County, and it is going to be a lot like that. Homer City, obviously, it's sort of off the main road, and it's already existing, but like the cracker plant, it has to be redeveloped. So it's being, flattened and turned into what will be both an AI and data center campus, as well as the natural gas plant. It's going to have about 10,000 construction workers at the peak. There's going to be, it's sort of, they've described to me as sort of a delicate dance between trying to get AI data center customers to commit while at the same time they're building the plant, and then have it all kind of come together, and it's going to come together in phases. They've been planning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This for quite some time. They've already ordered the natural gas turbines, and I think one of them's going to show up next year. So, they're in a very fast track for this, and that will have an impact on not just traffic, but if you look at the entire Indiana County, which is a rural county, although Evan had mentioned that S&T and First Commonwealth are both headquartered there, it's going to be quite a change, I think, and it's going to bring a lot of economic vitality to there, boost things that are happening at the Indiana County Medical Center and also the IUP.
You mentioned IUP, and I think that's also a big part of what's happening in Indiana County. We've known the PASHE schools over the last few years have really had some significant downturns, but IUP is kind of an outlier, and they've been moving in a different direction, starting a DO school that's really going to be the first one in the state to be able to handle, you know, rural health care, which is obviously having issues of its own. Talk about that a little bit and that dynamic place with President Driscoll and some of the things they've been able to do at IUP.
Yeah, IUP has done an amazing job in terms of sort of building its brand. It did survive that sort of patchy mergers that took some of them and changed some of the schools. The osteopathic school, you know, it's interesting. You know, if you had told me 10 years ago there'd be two osteopathic medicine schools in Western Pennsylvania. You've got the one going at Duquesne and then this one here at IUP. That's going to have a lot of impact and a lot of benefit to all of the primary care and rural health and even urban health challenges that we've had. It's going to open up a whole new sort of set of workforces for healthcare, and that's a really important thing. I cover healthcare as well, and I know how hard it is for hospitals and medical centers and physicians' practices to recruit physicians.
Well, read all about it.
Look, it's also no, Larry. I was just going to say real quick. The other thing I would just encourage folks to do. You know, people sometimes know Indiana as the Christmas tree capital of the world,
and Jimmy Stewart,
the place of Jimmy Stewart. Of course, you drive down Philadelphia Street and you see that statue of Jimmy Stewart, and it feels a little bit like holiday time all the time. But you know, that sort of small town feel with this kind of investment and these kinds of resources really made it a perfect place for us to focus on. So.
Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times. Evan Rosenberg, who is the president and publisher, Paul Goff, ace reporter, journalist. Thank you, gentlemen.
Great work, guys. Good to read.
Thanks, both. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Morning show. We continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. So we just heard about Indiana County with Pittsburgh Business Times. Evan Rosenberg, Paul Goff, they've been covering a broader area and details of that story. But overall in the region, Rich, as you have brought us news week after week about the expansion of opportunities, especially when it comes to energy to help fuel the artificial intelligence industry.
We need a significant amount of energy to do that. And you know, one of the things with the data center discussion we have not heard a lot about is environmental sustainability. And one organization I've certainly worked with both as county executive and now as SPC director is Sustainable Pittsburgh, which covers the 10-county region and works with our businesses and corporations on being environmentally sustainable and sustainable. And joining us right now is Bhavani Patel. Bhavani is the executive director of Sustainable Pittsburgh. And I know I've seen Bhavani at a number of these AI Horizons and some of the data center events that we've had. And first of all, welcome, Bhavani, and tell us about your organization and what you're going to be working on when it comes to this new AI and data center operation.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. So at Sustainable Pittsburgh, our mission is to empower decision-making that builds a fundamentally equitable, resilient, healthy, and prosperous region. And we believe that it's a vision that of a thriving Pittsburgh region where sustainability knowledge is shared and applied, stakeholders are connected, and everyone from families to businesses can succeed. And, you know, as somebody who's been in this role for about a year now, I think what excites me the most is that sustainability today isn't just about only protecting the environment. It's about building a stronger economy and better lives for people right here in our region. And I think, you know, as artificial intelligence is advancing incredibly fast, you kind of hit it on the nail when you talked about the amount of computing power, energy that it requires. That energy demand is climbing rapidly. And I think it's really an opportunity for us to think about how we can make, you know, smarter decisions around cleaner generation, thinking about smarter distribution and local strategies that really do ensure we can handle the demand without adding emissions.
Well, one of the things I think a lot of us have learned through history was, you know, during the last Industrial Revolution, You know, we were excited when steel mills got built and all the industry was happening here, but we did not spend a lot of time worrying about some of the damage that was done to our water, to our air, to our ground supplies. And I think we've learned over the years that this is important. You just can't build things out without having that other aspect of making sure what it does, both, in, as you mentioned, sustainability for economic growth, but also for the environment and for the type of jobs and economy that, that people in the community will have.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that's really always interesting to me is this is kind of a stat that I like to repeat all the time, and it's based on 2024 numbers. Our current generation mix here in Pennsylvania is about 40% natural gas, 30% nuclear, and less than 5% with renewables. And so clearly we have a base that we rely on, but it also highlights a significant opportunity for growth in renewables. And that's not just, you know, important for our region here in Pittsburgh. It's with our academic institutions, Carnegie Mellon, the University of Pittsburgh, all the talent that we have here, we have an opportunity not only to lead in this space in terms of innovation and making sure that we meet the moment like we've done in the past, right? And in our history shows us that we're capable of doing this. It's a chance to lead nationally and globally. And I think that, you know, at Sustainable Pittsburgh, we're really proud of the companies that we work with, the organizations that we work with to really elevate this timely discussion and making sure that we're encouraging a conversation that really forces us to think deeply and broadly about how we can innovate and not just only rely on what's in front of us.
And you also involve in corporate engagement, and describe that a little bit about what you do along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sustainable Pittsburgh has been around for about 25 years now. And because of that, one of the things that we have developed a really good ability to do is convening. And so we bring together C-suite executives across in the Tyne County region for a network that we call the CEOs for Sustainability. And in that network, we organize various different thought leadership events, lunch and learns, tours. And the goal is to elevate the C-suite executives in a way where they're talking about sustainability because it's the right thing to do, but also because of the economic imperative. You know, it benefits the bottom line. And so our region's companies, our economic drivers, pushing a narrative that's saying that these things are important, that we really need to meet the moment, it makes a really powerful economic case for all of this. You know, every dollar that we invest, whether it's in energy efficiency, clean infrastructure, or workforce development, saves multiple dollars in the future. And ultimately, you know, it's about building a stronger future, right? When businesses cut waste and energy use, they're not just helping the environment, they're strengthening their bottom line, but they're also building up our communities and creating new opportunities for people. And I think that that's a really powerful thing. And, you know, we're incredibly proud to work with the 35 to 40 companies that we work with on an annual basis.
Bhavani Patel, appreciate your time this morning. Sustainable Pittsburgh.
Keep sustaining us in Pittsburgh.
Thank you so
much. Make sure we're helping. Thanks, Bhavani.
Thank you.
With the government shutdown now in its third week, federal workers are starting to live off of partial pay.
Air traffic controllers are urging lawmakers to strike a deal after getting only a portion of their paychecks, though now they won't get paid again until after the shutdown.
Jared Hill from CBS and Rich Fitzgerald, you were a county executive when the last shutdown occurred.
It's very difficult unless you have a lot of reserves, meaning in your fund balance, to withstand these kind of shutdowns that keep your funding from coming in. It's very difficult. And we're starting to see that with many of our counties some of them are really, you know, making some severe cutbacks with some of their services, senior services, and other human services they're able to provide.
Yeah, between the federal and state, we're kind of at a standstill.
And a frost advisory is in effect from midnight tonight through 9 tomorrow morning. Temperatures could reach 32 degrees.
Yeah, we've been lucky with a great stretch of weather, but it is mid-October, so it does
it's
happen.
It's coming at some point.
And we're two weeks away this weekend from changing the clocks, too.
Going to be wearing warmer coats tomorrow. And the Bengals are next on the Steelers' schedule tomorrow night at Cincinnati, and here's Mike Tomlin's top concern.
The story is Joe Flacco. You know, it's reasonable to expect him to be significantly better in week two. I saw him make some anticipatory throws even last week. Thought he was significantly better as the game wore on. Certainly, we got a full week's work ahead of us in terms of minimizing a veteran, savvy, talented thrower like him.
He's incredible the way he can orate. However, I was a little surprised he threw some shade on Cleveland after the game about them trading Flacco to a team we have to play twice now.
He got a little vocal about
it. He didn't understand it, I think is what he said, right?
Yeah. Right. He's not at what he said. I'm not as smart as that general manager. And he must know something we don't know. I forget all he
said.
Well,
the national, you know, sports news picked up on that, and they were sharing it around the country
yesterday. The English professor of Tomlin, as I'm telling you, he should be an English professor at a university, the way he speaks.
Rich, you've been around a lot of people, a lot of really smart people, too. There's nobody I know that can orate like him.
Exactly. He's such a linguist, yes.
And then at the end on Monday, he was a little cranky. He told the media he pretty much was done with them, right? So,
yeah, I think, what did he say? They were annoying him.
Yeah. You guys are annoying me, basically.
Go away.
He's probably not wrong about that. All right, Paul, thanks. So, final thoughts, Rich. Appreciate the visit. I know that you're working on a lot of things, and I was asked to ask you, the airport, while the ceremonial ribbon cutting, there's no hard start date yet.
No, and my sense is if it's not open in the next few weeks, once you get into the holiday season, they may just delay it because you don't want to do that big switchover during the busiest time of the year. So there are a few more things, and I think to their credit, Christina and her team, they want everything right before they open. I'd rather open it later with everything correct than try and do it rushed. Which is good. I know this is busy season. You got the Hometown Heroes Award tonight. There's also some C-Suite Awards that are happening at Acrisure Stadium. And I want to give a shout out to Willie McCain. Willie McCain is going to get the Outstanding Executive. He's the CFO of the Allegheny Conference and was the county manager during my 12 years as county executive. And this is a public servant. So congratulations to Willie and big award tonight.
That's a big deal. Thanks, Rich. And you're one of our Hometown Hero Lifetime Achievement Awards.
I got one of those. It's a great event. It was a great event last year with Jim Leland and others, and I'm sure you'll have a great event tonight as well.
All right. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.